This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, January 4th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. It turns out that President Trump tried to contact Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger 18 times since the election. NBC News reports that Saturday's call, the 19th attempt, was when Trump tried to sway Raffensperger to cook up enough votes to overturn his defeat in the state. The Secretary of State reportedly told his staff that he did not want the recording of the now notorious call to be released unless Trump went on to attack state officials or publicly lie about what had been discussed. Then, before the Washington Post published the recording Sunday, Trump took to Twitter to attack Raffensperger. David Worley, the only Democrat on Georgia's Board of Elections, told the Post that Trump's call gave probable cause to believe that the president broke the state's election code. Worley said, quote, "It's a crime to solicit election fraud, and asking the secretary to change the votes is a textbook definition of election fraud." Worley cited a specific law that makes it a crime in Georgia and, according to the Post, that can be punished by as much as 3 years in prison. England's Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Monday that he's, quote, "incredibly worried about a South African coronavirus variant that has been deemed more transmissible than the British one." Issue is, two cases of the mutant virus have already been confirmed in Britain. British experts have wondered whether the current vaccines will work on the South African variant. Britain is already in a rough situation. The daily rate of coronavirus cases has more than tripled in little over a month. The mitigation measures that worked last year are simply not enough this time around, as England's coronavirus variant fuels a near vertical spike in new daily cases. The speed of the turnaround has been astonishing and terrifying. Following a nationwide lockdown in England, Britain's case numbers had declined to around 13,000 a day at the end of November. But now, the country has recorded more than 50,000 cases for 6 days in a row. England has recorded roughly 477 cases per 100,000 people in the past week, a rate nearly five times worse than California, the worst affected U.S. state. The message to the world appears to be clear. The new variant spreads faster, and without strict preventative measures, it can happen anywhere. What's even more concerning is that it's unclear if the situation is as bad as it will get, if new measures will be enough to control the virus mutant, and what happens if an even worse one develops. A British judge has ruled that Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. because of his alleged serious mental health problems, stating that he may commit suicide in America. However, the U.S. Department of Justice has vowed to appeal the decision. Assange is charged with 18 federal crimes in the U.S., including conspiring to obtain and release hundreds of thousands of pages of government documents. The case against him stems from WikiLeaks' release of hundreds of thousands of leaked documents revolving around the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, as well as top-secret diplomatic cables from a decade ago. He's been detained in the high-security Belmarsh prison since 2019. He was initially staying in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but was arrested for breaching bail conditions. President Trump previously promised that this week's MAGA protest in Washington, D.C. will be both big and wild. Not totally sure what that means, but city police have told protesters that they cannot bring their guns to the party. The protest is set for Wednesday, January 6th, the day Congress will meet to finally certify Trump's election defeat once and for all. In the meantime, Trump supporters are expected to rant and rave about a conspiracy theory that the presidential vote was rigged, a concept that has repeatedly been disproven. looks like the president, soon to be ex-president, may have found his ultimate hideaway. There's reportedly been a lot of unusual U.S. military activity recorded at an airport on the west coast of Scotland. Interesting enough, that airport happens to be very close to the country's flagship Trump golf resort. In fact, according to the Sunday Post, Prestwick Airport has been told to expect on January 19th the arrival of a U.S. military Boeing 757 plane, one that has reportedly been used by President Trump before. January 19th is the day before Joe Biden's presidential inauguration. Several U.S. Army aircraft have reportedly also been spotted carrying out surveillance above Trump's Turnberry Resort in recent weeks. An airport source told the Sunday Post, quote, "The survey aircraft was based at Prestwick for about a week. It is usually a sign Trump is going to be somewhere for an extended period." That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.